This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, the Horowitz report has come out, and just as we suspected, it was a whitewash of the crimes of the deep state and the FBI as they inserted spies into the Trump administration and attempted to criminalize Trump and his campaign and his presidency from the very start. According to IG Horowitz, who is now fully revealed as another swamp creature, the FBI was justified in its investigation of Trump. Now, this is what we expected. And if you go back to some of my previous podcasts, we had predicted this, but we also expect that the Durham report is going to be very damning of the abuse of power of the deep state and will, in fact, under Bill Barr of the DOJ, will recommend criminal indictments of many of the key players who were involved in this, well, attempted political coup against the president of the United States. We are talking about severe criminal behavior by individuals such as John Brennan, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and others. And of course, the swamp itself will never honestly investigate the swamp, which is why Horowitz is trying to let these people off the hook. But if the political parties were reversed, if, for example, if President Trump had allowed his FBI and his DOJ to plant spies in the campaign of a political opponent and surveil them illegally and falsely accuse them of things they never did in order to get a fabricated, fraudulent FISA warrant for more spying. If Trump had done that, oh my God, there'd be calls for him to be publicly hanged to death. But when Obama did it, and Obama's FBI did it, then, oh, it's completely okay. So the real message from the Horowitz report is that America has now collapsed into lawlessness, that the deep state will never be held accountable by the deep state itself, that there is no rule of law operating in America today. And that's a very important realization to arrive at, because it means that there's no point in trying to dismantle, let's say, the deep state through legal means, you know, the court of law, or even elections. What this IG report really says to America, the real message is that Americans, the report is saying, will have to rise up and they will have to dismantle the deep state and the swamp through sheer numbers, that the American people will need to rise up in the millions if they want to have anything resembling a constitutional republic remaining. That you cannot defeat the swamp through elections. You can't defeat the swamp through court of law. You cannot defeat the swamp by demanding investigations. And when you elect President Trump, they will try to overthrow your election. And they may very well succeed in that. They, the deep state swamp, they do not believe that you, the American citizen, have any right to run your country, to even influence who gets elected, who is in power, who gets indicted, who goes free. And at the same time that all of this is going on, the crimes of Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, whose son was part of this massive bribery payoff scandal in Ukraine, and the crimes of Barack Obama himself, who was an international money launderer, who provided nuclear weapons financing and technology to America's enemies, such as Iran, these crimes are completely ignored. So, of course, Trump gets investigated for committing no crime, while the real severe crimes of the deep state operatives, such as Obama and Clinton and James Comey and so on, are completely whitewashed and completely ignored. And that's the real aha from all of this, that there is no system of justice in America today. There is no due process for those who are falsely accused if they are conservatives. And there is no desire for the media to get to the truth about anything. The media now is 100% all about destroying Trump and protecting the guilty, who are the Democrats, who are the deep state. And then the people find themselves in a situation where You're either going to sit back and tolerate being enslaved by a tyrannical regime, or you're going to have to take to the streets peacefully and lawfully and demand an end to the corruption. We're going to need millions of people marching on Washington, D.C., again, peacefully, demanding to throw out the deep state swamp creatures and demanding that those who committed treason be charged with treason. It is time for the criminals of the Obama administration, which includes James Comey, which includes Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and John Brennan and Barack Obama himself and Hillary Clinton. It's time that they be arrested and charged with the treason that they have committed, that they face trials for their behavior, for their crimes. And of course, during those trials, we would insist that they get the right to cross-examine witnesses, that they get the right to present their own witnesses in their defense, that they get the right to see the evidence against them. And these are rights that Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff have deprived our president of experiencing. There are no rights of due process or fairness being granted to President Trump. Why? Because, again, we're living under a lawless, authoritarian regime run by criminal tyrants who will always excuse themselves from the crimes that they are committing. Horowitz is a swamp creature, and swamp creatures will always protect the swamp. And until we defeat and dismantle the swamp, nothing will change in America. And I think that Horowitz, his report is probably cementing the idea in the minds of American patriots that this is not going to be resolved without an uprising to dismantle and take down the deep state swamp creatures by invoking the rule of law, by invoking the defense of the Republic as described in the Constitution. That's what must happen if America is to survive this attempted political coup, this assault on her freedoms, this, what do you even call it, this criminal mafia political cartel that is running the country. And from day one, when Trump was elected, they had already decided to try to remove him from power. In fact, there's something you may not know, and I haven't touched on this enough. The whole purpose of planting spies inside the Trump campaign before his election, remember, they thought Trump was going to lose. So you might wonder, why did they set up Trump if they thought he was going to lose? The answer may shock you. The answer is that they believed Hillary Clinton would win the presidency, and they had planned to criminally prosecute Trump for treason, even after he had lost the election. That was the plan, to install Hillary Clinton in the White House and then roll out all this evidence under Hillary's DOJ, which would say, oh my God, Trump, he's a traitor. He worked with the Russians. He tried to steal the election, and he needs to go to jail. And they were going to prosecute him. And they had this whole thing set up. They planted multiple spies in his campaign. They created the Trump dossier, the false fabricated evidence. They paid off people like Christopher Steele. They had false witnesses. Everything was rigged. Not because they thought Trump would lose, but because they planned to prosecute Trump and throw him in prison. So there was a criminal conspiracy coup attempt in America, and that coup has been exposed. And then the IG comes along, Horowitz, and says, oh, there's nothing to see here. Don't worry, the FBI was perfectly fine in whatever it did. So Horowitz is one of them, just like Rod Rosenstein. He's one of them, just like Jeff Sessions was one of them. Jeff Sessions could have stopped this, but he spent 2 years as the attorney general hiding in a closet, making sure that the deep state could carry out its nefarious aims and agendas against our nation. Jeff Sessions is one of them. And it really is time to arrest and indict and incarcerate all of these traitors who are enemies of the people. They're enemies of America. And they will, of course, try to protect each other. Now, maybe William Barr will be the exception to this. Maybe Durham will be the exception to this. Perhaps history will be made by Barr recommending criminal indictments against these deep state traitors. I have a sense of some hope that that may be the case, because Barr has spoken out against the IG report already. And so has Durham, by the way, which tells me that they not only know there's much more that went on, but that they are willing to prosecute it. They are willing to send some people to jail. And that's what has been missing from all of this. Why do these criminals in Washington, D.C. have legal immunity as they are carrying out the most heinous crimes against our nation, crimes against our voters, against our people, against our republic, and they get away with it? No one in Washington seems like ever goes to jail, even though they're the worst criminals of all. And you know that, and millions of Americans know that, and that realization is what's going to lead probably to the uprising. If Barr doesn't recommend criminal indictments and send some of these people to prison, I have a feeling there's going to be a massive uprising. Millions of people descending on Washington, D.C., and just, I don't know, maybe engaging in citizens' arrests of all these traitors. How are they going to stop millions of people who decide that it's time to throw the criminals in prison? And it's time to defend our republic against these treasonous traitors and evil plotters and conspirators who have tried to carry out this overthrow of our country. If anything, the IG report is just accelerating us now to that day when there will be a mass uprising against the deep state. Because the people have had enough. The people are tired of being oppressed and lied to and having the government siphon off their earnings so that government waste can direct money into the pockets of people like Joe Biden and Barack Obama, who funnels it over to Iran to build nuclear weapons to destabilize the Middle East. That's our taxpayer money that Barack Obama funneled. He is a criminal. Hillary Clinton sold, she pre-sold her presidency for hundreds of millions of dollars to international oligarch donors and corrupt mafia class business people and the most evil, just anti-law, anti-human, destructive individuals that the planet has ever seen. That's who was donating to Hillary Clinton's family foundation, because they were expecting political favors in return. Hillary took hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes, and she had planned to return the favor to those people by compromising America and serving the interests of her donors, who were not Americans and do not have America's interests at heart. Hillary Clinton is a criminal. Barack Obama is a criminal. James Comey is a criminal. These are criminal-minded people. They are traitors. They carried out acts of treason and bribery and money laundering and fraud and lying to the public. I mean, in an age when Roger Stone is facing life in prison, essentially, for the so-called crime of misremembering the facts as he was being interviewed by the FBI, you have a criminal cabal of government operatives who lie every day. And they get away with it with impunity. And they're never held to account. And that has got to stop. We have got to hold these people accountable, and we've got to remove them from power if we are to defend this nation and uphold the Constitution and uphold the rule of law. The rule of law is dead in America. It is dead. It has been rejected by Washington and the swamp. Now, of course, they will use the law to throw you in prison, but they are never subjected to the law themselves. That is not America. That is not a free country. That is not a fair and equal justice system. That is a criminal cartel, a deep state swamp that must be taken down. And that's the next action where this needs to go, to take down, disassemble the swamp, arrest and indict the swamp creatures, and restore the rule of law for America. Let's see if anything happens that even resembles that. And thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my website, newstarget.com, or you can hear my podcast, watch videos at brighteon.com. We're fighting for America every day, fighting for your freedom, fighting for our future. Join us in that fight, and thank you for your support. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.